program, 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we visit the Ministry of Truth with Jim Riley. Top 5, Jen Lane. Let's see, what else do we have? Are we talking about listener party stuff here in a second? Tom Likas at 3, Donna Mike at 7. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't forget, tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour, Susan Reynolds' fourth grade daughter Lucy will be here to go head-to-head with Scotty J in a spelling bee, for which I believe he is studiously preparing as we speak. Let's talk to Mike. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello there.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I've got, I'd like to offer my band services to the listener party.
And so what is your band, sir?
Well, the name of the band is Hit Me Baby, and we do all punk versions of Britney Spears songs.
That is pretty great. Do you have a, do you have the MySpace?
Well, we don't have any tracks recorded yet. We're made up of members of, a band called Attack Ships on Fire.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
So,
Well, you guys.
I know that, are you all from that band, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I have your CD, maybe.
You know, I think you do. A couple of years ago, I actually lived across the street from you.
Yeah, I thought you moved... Hello? It's all old home week. I thought you were moving to Bend or some crap.
Well, I moved to Eugene, now I'm moving back.
Yeah, all right, excellent. Yeah, no, this guy totally... Dude, let me just say, this guy used to live across... As he just said, used to live across the street from me. You moved out, and then just this... I shouldn't say this, but just like a slut like you have never seen in your life at one point was there a lot after you left?
Okay, but not while he was
No,
there.
Not while you were there. You lived by yourself, right?
Yeah, I did, but now I'm sorry I missed that era.
No. And she didn't live there. There was a dude. There had been like 4 people in that apartment building, in that apartment specifically, after you left. One of them was this guy who had this girl over all the time, and I swear to God, she didn't own any item of clothing that was not like a wife beater that was torn and about 3 sizes too small. It was a glorious time to be me and to live there. So,
that sounds wonderful.
So much as I miss having you as a neighbor, it was great just to have, you know, I would trade that just for her sitting out, and she was a smoker too. So she was on the front porch constantly all summer long in this wife beater that looked like it had been shrunk 5 or 6 times too many. So
that sounds like a fair replacement.
It is. No, it was a fair trade. Well, do me a favor. Drop me an email if you would.
I will absolutely do that.
And we're still kind of putting things together for Listener Party 10, but that does sound... I am intrigued and would like to subscribe to your newsletter, as the kids say. Drop me an email, though, seriously.
I'll do that. And one more thing for a name. You might steal a phrase that you bumped last week. Call it Bangin' Britney.
Banging Britney. All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Rick.
There you go. That's Mike. Yeah, that guy used to live across the street. He's a cool guy. And then this slut moved in. With just... Thank you.
From the ministry,
thank you for doing that. Saving me for myself.
This is Jim Riley.
Cocaine is found in Oregon. Police have seen a whole ounce of cocaine. After observing a Motel 6 parking lot activity going on, Officer Kelly Bertram saw a car start to leave the parking lot of the motel and became suspicious as it pulled back into a parking space. Then 2 men got out of a car who were discovered to be switching license plates with another vehicle. Well, Officer Bertrand and Officer Morris located the 2 males from the car near room number 155 of Motel 6. Further investigation led the officers to suspect the 2 men had come to the motel to purchase cocaine. Inside the room, officers located an ounce of cocaine and a scale. Police arrested one of the occupants of the motel, 22-year-old Aaron Ashebush, and one of the males from the parking lot, 23-year-old Felix Rodriguez Jaime. The manager of the Motel 6 is cooperating with Tualatin Police and is taking a stance against criminal activity at the Motel 6 in Tualatin. Somebody's got to do it.
Thank God the criminal activity at the Motel 6 everywhere else is going to be left alone. That's going to be allowed to flourish as always.
Meanwhile, what are we going to do about this global warming? As Oklahoma Republican Senator James Einhall, he challenged Al Gore's scientific claims.
He said that the East Antarctica might melt, and this could raise levels, sea levels, by 20 feet, so we're all going to die. However, according to many scientists, the Antarctica is gaining ice mass, not losing it.
Not according to Oklahoma scientists.
The Antarctica?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
He said that the East Antarctica might melt, and this could raise levels, sea levels, by 20 feet, so we're all going to die. However, according to many scientists, the Antarctica is gaining ice mass, not losing it.
He read that on the Internet.
Sounds like he's in touch.
So anyway, this global warming is going to be nothing but huge tax hikes and tax increases.
I consider this the largest tax increase in history, but it is disproportionately on the poor, the people on fixed incomes. The science isn't there, and this is something that we just can't do to America, Mr. Vice President, and we're not going to do it.
It's going to cause godlessness everywhere you look.
All right. Meanwhile, more news from Iowa. Pigs and cows are making a mess when they're raised, and the waste products they create for livestock farmers are a source of pollution. But now here, the President Bush's Environmental Protection Agency, how is it Presidential Bush's Environmental Protection, is planning to change regulations that would relax pollution reporting rules and the potential liability when runoff occurs. If all falls under the 1980 Superfund law, this could happen. But Iowa environmentalists are saying that by modifying the Superfund regulation, pig and cow farmers would be able to hide how much, well, manure they are producing through soil and water. And that's one of the reasons why people are moving out of Iowa, I guess. A fan of Fox's American Idol is refusing to eat until contestant Sanjaya Malikala is voted off the show. The woman identified only as Jay on the social networking website the young people enjoy called MySpace says that while she has no problems with Sanjaya personally, he does not belong in American Idol. The woman is now 4 days into her hunger strike and plans to keep it up until the 17-year-old Sanjaya is eliminated from American Idol.
Sarah just mouthed the words, I hope she dies.
Jay said she's drinking a lot of fluids, but is having slight hallucinations due to the lack of food.
Like hallucinating.
Wait, why does
anybody care?
Why does he not belong on American Idol?
She doesn't say.
What?
So it's probably some racist bit.
I was just going to say, is this a brown person thing?
Then I will.
He's
not
only identified as Jay.
No, but I mean that
could mean Julio for all we know.
No,
well, maybe she'll kill herself off.
Or Jane.
No, but who is the, none of us watch America, we're so crippled in stories like this because none of us watch it. Who is the person that she's trying to get off?
Sanjaya Malikar.
He's Indian.
So maybe we've discovered the source of.
Is that one of the white folks?
Where does Jay live?
It doesn't say. It's undated.
All right.
Well, maybe someone would go after that chick.
Totally. Let's all take a moment to hope that it all just sort of works itself out as we're hoping it does. All right. Fantastic. Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, I'm back. Well, when you read, your eyes act like spotlights on the stage. The construction of your eyes allows them to focus on one small area, a page at a time, so the idea of speed reading is bunk, according to several studies published in the Journal of Vision. Who subscribes to that? Although you might have the illustration that you see on the whole page, you actually only see small groups of letters at the point where your eyes are focused. Only 8 to 10 letters fit in this tiny window called the visual span. Should I continue? Is anyone still interested in
this? No, speed reading is a bunch of crap. Speed reading is bupkis, everybody. That's one of those things that you always hear about. There's always some freak show who would go on like a Carson or something later on, and he would demonstrate. But it was always obviously just some weird, bizarre genetic freak of nature. That no one can ever really do that. All right. Well, let's do a little bit of listener party stuff here, and we'll have more from the Ministry of Truth at the bottom of the hour. Before we do anything else, I'll give you the phone number. It's 503, because we've got to come up with a name for it at some point. It's 503-733-2970. Rick Emerson Listener Party 10, which could be the first one in a year. The first one in a year. So it's coming up Thursday, April 19th. 7 p.m. is when that starts at Barracuda. Thursday, April 19th. 7 p.m. We've got another coming. Let's see. We've got this. Rick Emerson. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 10. Don't let Scotty drink alone, says this email. They've got an inordinate number of suggested listener party names that have to do with either Scotty J or Britney Spears. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick, anybody who thinks that a Mustang convertible is a chick car is either jealous or just doesn't know what they're talking about. FYI, I am a 47-year-old man, possibly suffering a little midlife crisis. My wife and my 17-year-old daughter leave for Maui this Friday. And yes, we are renting a Mustang convertible. Well, rental cars and purchase cars, they're different. They're not the same thing. So before we take any of these calls, we should talk about the party. The party is coming up Thursday, April 19th. 7 p.m. Now, there's a thing to be...
It's almost exactly a year because it was April 20th last year, right?
It was April 20th. It is almost exactly a year from when we had the Sabalas party, which was April 20th of last year. And then it is almost 2 years from when we were fired. It is almost 2 years to the day. Because I think we were fired on the 21st. Because to keep it on a Thursday, which is when we like to do things, it falls back by a day every year. So we were fired on the 21st. Last year we had the party on the 20th. And then this year we're having it on the 19th. And we were talking about this earlier, that it seems insane that we've had 10 of these already. Because if you remember the first one, I was actually looking through, and I think there's just some online photo galleries. And so some crap that we have on the webpage about this, because we've done 10 of these, and we remember the first.
Man,
it was like a year and a half or 2 years before we even did anything in Portland, because the first. This doesn't even seem possible. What do you think about it? It just seems so retarded that the first, I think, three of these were all in the center. I think either the first three or the it was either the first because we had the first one, which had no name. It was just the first listener party. And then we had the second one, which I think was Nerds in Paradise. And then I forget, I don't even know what the third one was. The third one might not even have had a name. Then the fourth one was, the hell was the fourth one called? Was the fourth one, What Happened to My Pants? Why did we even call that, What Happened to My Pants?
I don't, it was some news story that we had that we took off running with.
Maybe. So there was
one. So which ones do you have so far? So the first one.
The first one had no name. The second one was Nerds in Paradise. The third one, I don't think, had a name for whatever reason.
Was it a Halloween one?
I don't know the answer to that. I really have no, it's all just such a blur. There was What Happened to My Pants. There was... I've got nothing. My brain is just shut itself off.
I'm just like, they're out of order, but here's the money that I owe you, White Trash Barbecue.
White Trash Barbecue. There was that, and there was Bloodbath and Beyond.
Bloodbath and Beyond.
Halloween Hangover, which is the terrible one. That was that one that can never be discussed.
That
awful one that happened. I don't think I can remember anything. Well, this is one of, like, I don't even have, I know that there are T-shirts that were made for, I think, like, the last five, for the most recent five, for, like, parties five through nine, and, like, for Kissing My Ass, I think that there were shirts made for that, but I don't have any of that stuff. I don't have where any of that, I don't have any of this. Like, I have so little memorabilia.
I have, like, one Max 910 shirt.
I have
one of the KOTK magnets that went on the side of the cars.
I have one of those, too. I have one of the KOTK magnetics, and I had, I think, a Max 910 mug. But I think it's actually in pieces. I think I kept it because I didn't want to get rid of it, but I think it's broken. So I have that. And then all of this stuff, like, and I was a real pack rat for a long time, but the danger of the Internet is, in the age of the Internet, I've stopped keeping a lot of stuff because you just assume that it sort of exists out there on the Internet forever. Like, early on in the program, like, I used to keep every memo that I got.
Do you still have them?
I used to keep, like, memos. I used to keep, there's this trade magazine, R&R, Radio and Records. I used to keep any mention of myself in R&R. You know what I do have is I have a bunch of terrible, like, press material from the awful. I have some of those. Have you ever seen the flyer from the syndicated show where they were late? Talk Radio's Next International Superstar. And it's like me with a bad ponytail. I have, like, a ponytail and thick glasses. It's terrible. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. So we have done nine of these now. This will be the 10th listener party, almost the 10th anniversary of the show, but the 10th listener party. So what we want to do, and we will talk more about this in the days to come, but this is really where the rubber meets the road. This is where we need your assistance. So, because I have a lot of stuff from the history of the show, Sarah has some stuff in the history of the show.
You know what I still have is I have the huge bag of stuff that I haven't gone through when I got fired from Intercom. I have an enormous garbage bag full of stuff because I just threw everything in there.
It was filled with bitterness.
It's sitting in my laundry room.
Screw this company!
I haven't even opened it. I don't know what is in there. I might have some stuff in there.
We've got that. Tim has probably kept some stuff over the years, but what we are going to ask you, so you, the Rick Emerson listeners, what we want is, we are going to, I think, at Barracuda, we are going to try to set up in advance, we are going to try to have an entire history of the Rick Emerson Show. To whatever extent we can, we're going to try to have an entire history of the show on display. So whether it's a T-shirt from past events, whether it's photos you have taken, whether it's stuff like photos you have taken with us, whether it's you know, whatever it might be, whether it's memorabilia or merchandise or like I know that there were those KOTK coffee mugs that existed for a while. I don't think I have one of those either. So whatever you have that is from the history of the Rick Emerson Show, we want to know about it. You can either call or you can drop us an email, and then we will find some way. Either you can drop it off here, or we'll arrange to whatever. We'll have it picked up. We'll have it labeled with your name, your phone number, so you get it back after the party is done. But we are going to try to make listener party thing. We want to have just a huge display, the entire history of the Rick Emerson Show in Portland, from the very beginning all the way until now. So it's time to be thinking of it. If you got something, whether it's a newspaper article, whether it's stuff,
a sign that you stole,
that bastard, whoever it is out there that stole that banner that we got to use once. When we were at Entercom, it's a great story. We had these banners made, these red, black, and white banners that said Rick Emerson Show, and then it had like a red stamp that said full-time listener, and we had no budget, and not no budget, like very little budget, like we had no freaking budget, and we had these banners made that I think represented the entire, it was like all the money we had for the station for the entire year, and somebody had banners made for them. We used them once, end of the party, gone, stolen, never saw them again. So if you have that, if you are the person who stole that banner, we will give you amnesty on this occasion, because we want to have that to put on display. So be thinking, be looking for your collection, be looking through your basement, whatever you have from the history of the Rick Emerson Show, if anything. Call us or be dropping us an email about it, because we want to assemble the world's largest collection of Rick Emerson stuff to show the entire history of the show for Rick Emerson Listener Party 10, which is still to be named. Let's get a couple of these calls. We'll break. We'll come back with Tim Riley. Let's do this one second. Let's get Ben. Ben, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up, brother?
So, I've got an idea for the heralding a new era. My idea is, you just have a title that says Listener Party 10, the Scotty J Show. And you could even have like a theme song for it. It'd be like, for benefit of Scotty J, there will be a show today on trampoline, and then we'll do it as a fundraiser and buy him a Mustang.
The Scotty J. I'm just going to start keeping track of these names, and then we'll pick one. I have a feeling that the right listener party name, so we're now coming up on Listener Party 10, April 19th. I think the right name will jump out of this when we hear it. Listener Party 10, the Scotty J Show. Excellent.
That's my idea. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. The Scotty J Show. We have this. Rick Emerson Listener Party 10. This is from Richard. Rick Emerson Listener Party 10. Isn't that right, donkey? Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Someone said that the other day. I love that one.
Let's see. This is our good friend Chris. Chris, hello, sir. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, what do you got?
Well, you know, I was the stenographer, so I was going to offer you a stenography of the past parties.
Now, do you have a complete listing of what they... Because it's so ridiculous, not even I remember what they were.
Well, it started back in August of 2002.
Wow.
On the one-year anniversary of the Rick Emerson Show coming back from nothingness, we had an unnamed party in La Center at the Double Down.
Wow, that's right, the Double Down, yeah.
The second party was Halloween of that same year at also the Double Down.
All right.
The third party... And, of course, not counting all those little parties like the Rick Emerson birthday bash at the Tonic.
There was the birthday bash, and there was Cinco de Drinko.
And the Super Bowl party, and there was one more, too, like I said.
There was Party Gras. We did Party Gras.
So the third party was...
We don't talk about where that one is, though.
Yeah, we don't mention where the third party was because that place is our sworn enemy.
Okay. It was also unnamed at an unnamed location.
Yes.
The fourth party was Halloween of 2003.
Right.
And that was the party that shall never be named.
Yes.
That was the one then.
That was Halloween Hangover.
Yeah. The third party was Billy Reid.
Okay, oh, that one's fine.
Okay, yeah, the third party was the Billy Reid's. I don't think it had a name.
Yeah, the second one we unofficially called Nerds in Paradise.
Okay.
But the third party didn't technically have a name. It was at Billy Reid's.
All right.
The fourth party was the Halloween Hangover or whatever at the other La Center place. And that was memorable because it was the release of the Rick Emerson bumper sticker.
Really? At the fourth listener party?
That was where you guys gave out the, Richard Cheese play. Come on, it was worth it just for Richard Cheese.
That whole night is just such a horrible blur.
And you guys gave away the now collectible Rick Emerson bumper stickers.
Which I don't even, and that's another thing. That's a perfect example of stuff, and we're going to be talking a lot about this. That's a perfect example of something that I don't even think I have one of those.
If
you have one.
I have a shot glass. No one has coffee mugs anymore, Rick.
See, because they all got dropped off. That's one of those things. So, see, at some point, we're going to have you, I don't know, label it, put your name and contact info on it. We're going to have you drop off, like, that bumper sticker, for example, so we can have it on display. Because I don't even think we have one of those around here anywhere.
Yeah,
so.
Party 4. Party 5 would have been What Happened to My Pants at Barracuda.
Okay.
Party 6 was White Trash Barbecue, also at Billy Reed's. Party 7 was Bloodbath and Beyond, back at Barracuda. Party 8, been... The death and taxes.
Oh, yeah, the here's the money that I owe you,
here's
death and
the
taxes
money I owe
thing.
You.
Right.
And then party 9, of course, kiss in my ass.
Excellent. All right.
And shirts were made for parties 5, 6, and 7.
All right. And there were also shirts.
There were shirts given out at party 8. However, those were not listener party shirts. Those were Save Sarah Dillon shirts.
Oh, that's right. I do have one of those, actually. And it's still covered in fake blood from... because you were
Sid
and
Nancy.
Sid and Nancy.
It's so bizarre how much of this I've forgotten over the years. All right, thank you, sir.
No problem.
God bless you. There's Mailman Chris. It's really bizarre to hear that through the perspective of somebody else. How much of it I don't even remember. All right. Let's take a... Oh, yeah, we're so late here. We'll take a break. Come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. And we'll talk to Jen Lane as well. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show, and I'll go anywhere. Without a single drop, I'm back on that news. I don't know. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Like is the 3, Dynamike at 7. More of your phone calls here about Listener Party 10 coming up here in just a few. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a final visit to your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. Oh, I was going to sing it.
Ministry of Truth. This is Tim Riley.
Sprays a woman in the face with something and steals her purse. Happened at a TriMet stop, actually a Max stop. This is the Willow Creek Max Light Rail Station. Happened at 9:16 in the morning. The man sprayed the woman with either mace or pepper spray, then snatched her purse. The bad guy is a white man in his 20s, about 6 feet tall, heavy set. He has a trimmed beard, wearing a colored hooded sweatshirt and lightly colored pants. Meanwhile, beginning July 1st, South Dakotans who work for minimum wage will see a bigger paycheck. Governor Rounds signed the bill today to raise the minimum wage to $5.85. Meanwhile, a man who slipped a bottle of personal lubricant up his sleeve, too embarrassed to pay for it with other groceries, has been found to be fined 28 times the cost of the item. In Wellington District Court, Timona Williams, a chef, pled guilty to the theft. He was caught with a lubricant after paying for other goods at a supermarket. He told police he was too embarrassed to pay for it. The judge fined him $150 and ordered him to pay court costs of $130.
I don't understand the notion of being ashamed to pay for things that imply that you're about to go home and get laid. Really, it doesn't seem like... It seems like it would be the opposite. You know, it's one thing if you're buying some sort of an inflatable device or whatever. But
maybe his wife was the cashier.
Entirely. That's actually really funny. All right.
The magnetic field of the sun appears to be more turbulent than originally thought. NASA says images from the International Space Station show plumes of gas rising from the sun's coloma, or make that a corona, excuse me, and reacting with its magnetic field. More energy may be released that could fuel more solar storms and coronal mass ejections. Both processes may have effects on Earth. As a matter of fact, it could knock out satellites, maybe even satellite radio. Egyptian, Iraqi children are starting to become suicide bombers. U.S. military officials say both adults and children are in the backseat of vehicles now, and they're blowing themselves up in front of U.S. Classic personnel.
All right. I don't mean to laugh, except for the phrase, blowing themselves up just sounds so strangely non-journalistic. I mean, that's what it says.
They're blowing themselves
up? It just seems like there ought to be some more scientific or technical term for it.
Self-combusting?
Yes. Blowing themselves into little pieces just sounds so, it sounds so casual.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Apparently, Middle East expert Bridget Gabriel has written a book on it. It's called
Blowing Yourself Up.
Because They Hate.
Oh.
And she's the founder of the American Congress for Truth, whatever that is. She says the terrorists will succeed at destroying the U.S. unless we take them at their word. We're wanting to destroy the Western civilization as we know it.
Well, okay. All right, there you go. Final thought from you. This is from, Rick Dude. One time I went into Claudia's and ordered the Tim Riley, which, as I remember, this is another thing I don't own, which, as I remember, was a double hamburger with ham and a freaking fried egg and three kinds of cheese on it. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that Tim was a vegan, I never caught the irony. They gave me a free Rick Emerson T-shirt, which I still have. It took my arteries in an exciting new direction, one with lots of cholesterol. When I went to see that band Stone Creek play a few months ago, the guy on stage was wearing a Tim Riley Claudius shirt. So do you even own one of those?
No.
No, why would I? All right.
I also saw a band out there, an advertisement before called State Radio. It looks like they clipped our logo.
Is that true?
It says State Radio, and it looks like our logo, State Radio.
In Portland?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go find them and give them a good... Let's go box their ears. All right. Now I have to go look at it. Now it's going to bug me. Now I'm going to have to go find it. Excellent. All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, greatest newscaster in all of recorded sound and so forth, Tim Riley. Thank you, sir. Thank you. No, thank you. Somebody's rewritten the lyrics to... Scotty, can we bring Jen Lane into the studio? That would be fantastic. And then we'll get these phone calls. So late. So much to get to. No time. No time. Big grains of salt. This man has rewritten the lyrics to DOA by Blood Rock. We have that DOA song we play. It says, I remember we were riding on the tram, then rolling down the hill. That's too soon. It's too soon, sir. Jen Lane, hello. How are you there?
Good.
I'm sorry. Sorry we got you late. The show is just out of control. It's all Scotty's fault.
Okay, that's okay. I could live my life in that beautiful green room that you have. It's so luxurious.
Are you being sarcastic?
Smell like
it's so hard to choose between the muffin basket and the wine cooling.
The green room, which is to say our break room, the Art Alexakis Memorial Green Room, it smells like the inside of a rotting carpet.
It's awful, yeah. No, it's the kind of smell that you know that you're just going to smell like it all day.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know what it is. I'm glad there's two doors between us and that. Who was cooking what in our kitchen that makes it smell like that? It really...
I don't know.
I think it's a collective smell of like 1,000 microwave meals.
There's something. Something was cooking.
And, you know, they say that microwave popcorn's cancer-causing.
It was like a sturgeon pop or something that somebody was deciding to cook.
Yeah, it smells like cancer in there.
It smells like cancer and blackness. It smells like cancer and doom.
And you can't even smoke.
No. No. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
How are things?
Happy? Things are good.
Happy to be here?
I'm happy.
Okay.
And I'm here. All yeah, right. Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
All
right. Actually, today's better for me than...
Yeah, I know. Because I know you're DJing today, and then tomorrow we get this whole thing with this fourth grader.
Did we just drop into a big black pit?
How do you mean, Jeff? My whole life is one big black pit.
Yeah.
I picked up a call here from Chad. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Rick. How's everybody doing?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. I got a name for the listener party.
Okay.
Why don't we call it Party X Dylan?
Party X Dylan. I knew that was going to happen. Party X Dylan. All right. I'll add it. I don't sound so dejected, sir. I'm adding it to the list. It will be considered in due course, Chad. All right. I'll put that right behind the Scotty J Show.
I thought you already had the name for the party squared away.
No.
All right. Well, right.
Now, we have listener party 10, but I don't know what we're going to do beyond that. All right. Thank you, sir. There you go. Let's get Mike. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
This is Mike, your bail bondsman.
God bless you for being out there.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, I own a sign company out here in East Portland, too, so whenever you need banners or anything
man
like that...
Man of all trades. Uh-huh.
Give me a call. I'll hook you up.
They all do that.
If you give me a picture of the banner that you had lifted, I can reproduce it.
Well, didn't now? All right, thank you, sir. Now, didn't somebody? Did this happen? Or am I hallucinating this? That banner, which was stolen from us a couple years ago, made an appearance at the Zabala's party last year. Am I remembering that?
I thought someone brought it in. He's like, oh yeah, I stole this.
Here's his banner that I stole from me. All right, thank you. That's Mike.
Wasn't he having a sign it or something?
We had this banner made that I think was at the Viper Room. When we did that, the party right before
when
they fired
Nicole
Sarah.
Brown Simpson.
When you were Nicole Brown Simpson, and when Sarah and I were Sid and Nancy, and the banner was made, printed, and then it was like at the end of the party, it was gone. And we're like, well, what cretin? You know, it didn't matter. They fired us like a week
People,
later.
Everything I've ever had printed with Barfly on it, gone in a heartbeat.
I'm pretty sure that this guy approached me at Sabala's last year for our last party, for Party 9, and he's like, hey, dude, check out, you know, that banner that vanished? I totally stole it. Look at this. And I think he wanted me to be like, right on, dude! Well done! But I think, and he said he'd been, like, hanging it over his couch in his living room or something for, like, a year.
Wow.
So.
But you didn't make a bong out of it?
No. Let's see. What else do we have?
So you can't have the party on the 19th.
And why,
I will be in New York until the
26th. Oh, I'm sorry.
We can't have a party without Jen.
I'm sorry for that. Well, maybe we can have you like via live via satellite.
Yeah.
Do you want to make an appearance live via satellite?
The link.
Where can I ask what you're doing in New York?
I'm visiting family.
Well, see, you could do. Yeah. We know people in New York.
Yeah.
You could go hang out with our friend Steve Kastenbaum at CNN. He could hook you
really?
Up. Be the telelink.
That would be funny.
That would actually be pretty cool.
How about this? This email says about bad listener party memories. This is about the party that cannot be named. This is pretty funny, though. He says, Rick, it drives me crazy listening to Chris and his warm, fuzzy memories of bumper stickers and shot glasses and Richard Cheese at that never-to-be-discussed Halloween listener party. I'm glad he got the good treatment. I was dressed as a surfer with shorts and sandals and standing outside for 90 minutes in 10-degree kill-me-now weather. I'm so glad Chris was inside taking shots and playing with bumper stickers. I'm glad those are his happy memories. I'm not bitter at all. He signs in all caps.
I loved Paul Becker from the Dry County Crux. His costume that year, he was the kissing booth.
Oh, that was the smartest costume ever. I forgot all about that. I've forgotten so much about.
You don't even drink.
We've all blocked it.
Blocked it all out. You know,
could drink at that party. Even if I wanted to drink at that party, we couldn't have.
I find when I'm like really amped up, like you know, with adrenaline at an event, I have such a hard time remembering anything until after I've calmed down.
Yeah.
You know. Which is often after the party's over.
There's a couple of those parties.
And I don't even get to drink usually, you know, at least not half as much.
Well, people are always like, let me buy you beer. And I'm like, you know, even if I wanted to get plowed at those parties, which is a bad idea, it's like my voice usually is so shredded by the end. How about this? This guy says, Rick, since you're assembling memorabilia for Party 10, so we're going to do like a, I don't know, like a Rick Emerson sort of, I want to say museum, but sort of like a full history of the Rick Emerson Show theme. Rick, pleased to be telling me that somebody has a copy of the Fangirls calendar where she is riding the cotton pony.
Oh.
Do you know, you know that, what we're talking about?
Remember the girl?
The Fangirl calendar where she's got a full-on pad that you can see through her panties.
Yeah, that was awful.
That was wrong.
I may have that calendar at home somewhere. I don't know why, but I may.
You know what? Maybe I could have a listener party in New York for people that listen to it in New York.
A satellite party.
Yeah.
Let's see here. This is Steve. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey.
Hey, man, I've got a gigantic Johnson 970 AM that we lifted from that one from the 42006 last year.
Thanks. Another thief. Thank you, sir.
And it's signed.
Yeah, how come you don't have me on 420?
It's a Friday, and we want to do it on Thursday.
Well, here's the heartbreaking thing. We also took one from the Sabala's one before that, but that burned up in a buddy of mine's house fire.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what you get for being a thief, Steve.
Hey, you guys praised us and signed it and shook our hands for it.
Oh. Well, never mind then. It's all fine. Totally. Okay, well, now drop me an email or something as we, you know, as we go on here because...
Okay, well, and I also have a Save Sarah Dillon t-shirt with your signatures on it.
Really, that we signed?
Yes.
That kind of stuff is cool. Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to ask people if you have any kind of Rick Emerson or Rick Emerson Show merchandise memorabilia.
Take those panties out of the couch.
Anything. To drop us an email, and then we'll have you drop it off with your name and your contact info attached to it so you get it back when the party is finished. And then we're going to have all of that stuff on display. Yeah, drop me an email with that, sir.
All right. I'm all over it.
Thank you, sir. That's Steve. What's going on in the world of Barfly Magazine, Jen Lane?
Well, we had a record 6 Barfly buses for St. Patrick's Day, so I'm still kind of recovering from that. Everything went beautifully, though. We had one minor problem, a broken window on a door. That's it.
Was it a drunk person?
No, I think it may have been a problem with the bus itself.
Was it just
It was just an accident.
Just details.
Yeah, but everybody had a good time. We got 300 people out of the Rialto and onto the buses, and my bus, which was the last to leave, was only 15 minutes behind the schedule that I'd set, so I thought that was pretty good.
Right on.
I kind of felt like a day trader in a pit, though, with like 300 people like around me, like,
I need 15 around me on the phone.
Yeah.
Totally. Excellent. Let's see. Rick, how about Rick Emerson Listener Party 10? All hairdressers get in free.
What about everything but sex?
That's what we got here right here. Everything but sex. Or how about the...
I sent that to Joni today, finally.
God bless you. Rick Emerson 10, Party Mongrels. Oh, that's a play in the Scotty J thing from yesterday. What else do we have here? Rick, I've got an old school Tim Riley is my God shirt. Really? I didn't even know those existed.
I saw a bumper sticker that said Tim Riley is my God the other day.
I think those are... I've seen a couple of those, actually. Let's see. Let's get to Jack here on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, I got some information on the whole Sanjay American Idol scandal.
All right, the guy that the woman's doing the blah, 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 the hunger strike for, right?
Yeah, but let's just say I go out of my way not to watch it, but a couple of weeks ago I was so sick, I couldn't even get out of the couch, so I had to watch it with my wife. This guy really is pretty bad, and a much better guy got voted out. Yeah. Anyway, so today I'm walking in on a conversation, and they're all big Howard Stern listeners.
Uh-huh.
They're laughing their heads off because apparently Howard Stern is encouraging his audience to vote for Sanjay because Stern purposely wants the worst contestant to win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like every year since William Hung got so much attention, they have to find one contestant. It just feels fabricated now. Because last year they had that guy that looked like Chicken Little.
It just feels fabricated now?
I'm saying that, not the whole thing, but I'm saying every year, like, they have to, it's like they stumbled onto the William Hung thing almost by accident, and now that happens, like, every time. Yeah. It's like a guy who accidentally discovers one good move during sex, you know, and then you just, like, you know, just does it over and over and over again. You know what I'm talking about, girls.
Yes, but see, the reason why I don't watch American Idol.
Hello, sister.
American
Idol.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Or Mortal Kombat, if you're a guy. If you're a guy, it's like when your brother discovers that one lethal strike combination of Mortal Kombat. I'm sorry, go ahead.
American Idol is such a chick show. Why do you think they make so many Mustang commercials?
Yeah, in your face, Scotty J. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
There you go. He's all the phone calls, sounding all skeptical of nothing in particular. All right. 503-733-2970. Let's see.
Hey, you know what's going on tonight, too?
I have no idea!
I'm DJing. Can you believe that? Isn't it a surprise?
Out.
Yeah. I know, it's shocking.
Where?
Tonight at Tube at 18 Northwest 3rd, right by the Dixie Tavern, and yet so far away.
Northwest 3rd. What is the place?
Have you ever been there?
What's the locale?
What's the locale?
Yeah, what is
Tube. 18 Northwest 3rd.
A tube? Like
it's called Tube, as in test tube,
I thought you were saying
A tube,
like,
of toothpaste.
Like a tube brute.
Like a tuba, except with an E instead of an A on the end.
Tube. All right. I don't know why I was having such difficulty with that name. I was like, what do you mean it's a tube? Shut up! You're freaking me out! You're blowing my mind. I have been so giggly this whole day. I don't know why.
Spring is in the air. It's the first official day of spring, isn't it?
I think it was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Rick Emerson, Listener Party 10. Scotty J's ball. Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's see. What do we got here? Rick Emerson Show. This is Dave. Hi there.
Hey, Rick. How you doing today?
What's up, Dave? How can I help you?
Well, I thought in terms of party names, yes. We might talk about your midlife crisis and call it Gone Today, Here Tomorrow.
Wait, hold on a second.
Two, three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
There you go. The bets, I love it when they count themselves down to whatever the obligatory ending is. Rick, listener party 10, apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. That's pretty funny. All right, we should probably break here. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is here. We come back and talk more to her. We'll wrap things up in a while. Tom Likas coming up at 3:06 in 41 seconds. Don and Mike at 7, etc. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Stay there. Part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. They're coming along. Coming up tomorrow, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru, will have her fourth grade daughter Lucy here to face off against Scotty J in a spelling bee. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. So it happens at 18 Northwest 3rd tonight at Tube.
Tube, yes.
You know what I'm doing. You're going
to
be DJing.
It's easy to find. It's right off Burnside.
Yeah, it's right off of Burnside. It's right across from the Union Gospel Mission. So when you're done with your life change, you can come across the street and resume things as normal.
You come in after you've finished steps 4 through 12, you can come over and start again at the beginning. Jen Lane's music taste is impeccable, by the way, so I would encourage everybody to go there.
Thank you.
No, it's true. Let's quickly get a couple of these. Talking about Listener Party 10, which is coming up Thursday, April 19th. Brian, hi there.
Dude, I have got so many random ideas for the title. I mean, even just most recent references, just random stuff. No, I don't want to smell your bagel. Where do you not want a meat hook put? How much is enough banana? And because it's the day before my birthday, how about the day before Brian's birthday?
I'll put that last one down. The day before Brian's birthday. Because I like shameless chutzpah that way. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm off to my next adventure.
All right, thank you. All right, there you go. I love our audience. I really do. Ryan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
How about Rick Emerson listener party 10? A party with a new direction.
A new direction. Somebody suggested the two ones we've been getting a lot are New Direction and Wenatchee Banana.
How about Rick Emerson party 10, The Secret?
Or Come Rage with a New Direction.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No. Are you familiar with The Secret?
No. I don't know. Am I?
Oh, it's disturbing and awful. It's like what Oprah is new. It's preaching.
Ah, no. Laura's been talking about this.
Oh, no. I am not proselytizing it. Oh, I am saying that it would be a great thing to make super fun of.
No, I didn't know what you were talking about for a second. Now, to her
credit,
people
could go like the people that were on the show, like the guy with the cornrows. It looks like one of the aliens from Buckaroo Banzai.
To her credit, she's not like into it, but Laura, like many women, the weird thing about Oprah and women is that, like, even as she watches it, she realizes that, like, 80% of it is crap.
Yeah.
But she can't help it.
I love my Oprah, but, you know, she has been losing me this year. Between that stupid road trip and now The Secret.
Chicks and Oprah?
Yeah.
They just go together. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that is.
It's basically it's useful, good advice that you could get off of, you know, the back of a Reader's Digest, basically.
Totally.
For which they are now marketing as a new, like, lifestyle enhancement program, you know.
I think women and Oprah are kind of like men and Playboy. Sort of like, you realize that, like, 80% of this is never going to have any applicability to your own life, and it's just sort of this weird, it's just like the most vague philosophy wrapped together in a package that you find appealing, but you don't really do anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the leading purveyors of it is a former marijuana dealer. Come on.
Well, let's get Pam. You're on the Rick Emerson
Show. Hey, Rick. Hey. I have two. Yes. Scotty J rules, by the way. But my first one is Mustang Scotty. Drive, Scotty, drive.
Don't ever do that again, please.
Okay. And the second one is Barnyard Fever for all your plushie fans.
Okay. Barnyard Fever.
Being in New York sounding better and better.
Oh, you guys are bad. Right. Bye.
Thank you, Pam.
You know, why didn't you call it? What's the point in having a party if Jen Lane's not going to be there?
We didn't know. I just blindly assumed you would be here. It's
assumed. You know what happens when you assume.
I know. Makes you into a dick. Assuming makes a dick out of you and me. It's true. Let's see. Let's see. Do I have time to do anything else here? Rick Emerson. Wait, no, these are all stupid. Not these calls. I'm looking through these emails here. The calls may, in fact, be stupid. I don't know. Let's do one more, and then we'll call it done. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey there.
Rick, listener party 10, for external use only.
Okay. Well, that was a bad idea. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. There you go. Yeah. We can't always go out on an up. Jen Lane.
Listener party 10, probe.
18 North West 3rd at Tube.
Street. Speaking of
Tube. Probe. You're at Tube.
Yeah, and they're 10 tonight.
Excellent. Jen Lane with her impeccable music taste at 18 Northwest 3rd tonight. The website is barflymag.com. Remember, it's not a party if Jen Lane isn't there. Thank you for coming in. We want to thank CNN radio correspondents Dick Iuliano, Ed McCarthy, and James Rook. Tomorrow, a fourth grader goes head-to-head with Scotty Jane at Spelling Bee, plus more. Sarah Dillon produces our show every day. Tim Riley's in the newsroom. Scotty J's our PA. Dave Zinn is our gatekeeper. And you, by God, you've got impeccable radio taste. So thank you for listening. Be here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Like us next. Donna, Mike, then Dylan, Spencer, and I'm bye now.